اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran. And at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. Well, in the first part of today's program, we're going to continue our previous discussion about how the sounds of letters of the Noble Quran are impressive and can affect its audience. Dear brother, let's continue.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are certain words and the letters that make up certain words. We could actually feel the meaning of that word just by pronouncing them. And sometimes just the pronunciation of a word is difficult. This difficulty is also what exactly that word, the meaning of that word is accompanied by difficulty. Mm-hmm. It's, for example, وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمَنْ لَيُبَطِّئَنَّ. You have to be really careful how you pronounce this word. It's like you slow down because it's so difficult to pronounce this word. And what does لَيُبَطِّئَنَّ means? It means delay. It means making pause.
And pronouncing it actually makes you pause.
Yeah, it makes you pause and you can't pronounce it quickly. It's a little difficult if it's the first time that you're pronouncing this word.
And even the second or third.
Yeah, لَيُبَطِّئَنَّ. And also the طَى has a تَشْدِيد and also a كَسْرَة.
Mm-hmm.
That's really difficult. And the نُون also has شَدَّة as تَشْدِيد. Or another example is actually Surah Hud, verse 28.
يَا قَوْمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي وَآتَانِ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنُلْزِمُكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ.
Again, we have the same thing, the same concept with the word
أَنُلْزِمُكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ.
Does that still mean pause?
أَنُلْزِمُكُمُوهَا comes from إِلْزَام, which means forcing someone to do something. And karihun means disliking something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we could feel this dislike and, you know, not liking something just by the word anulzimukumuha. We can picture that disliking because, just again, we have this, the delay of the pause that we have to make, how we have to pronounce this word slowly. It's difficult to do that. It's difficult to pronounce this word, and karihun, kiraha, is actually means not liking something because it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So we have anulzimukumu.
This way it tries to convey the meaning.
Yeah, exactly. It conveys the meaning of kiraha, disliking.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. Don't go away. Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now in the second part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we invite you to listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Anbiya, verses 104 to 107, recited by Brother Qasim Razi'i, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم نطوي السماء ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 104 to 107 of Surah Al-Anbiya, recited by Brother Qasim Razi'i. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One thing I've noticed in almost all of the surahs of the Quran is that the end of the verses have rhyme.
Yes.
Each verse, usually we have this rhyme. For example, we have fa'ilin, abidin, khalidun, tu'adun, salihun. These are all rhymes. In almost all the surahs of the Quran, this is observed. Allah, He has made the last word of the verse rhymes with the other verses, the verses that are after it.
And Joe's 30, I think, it's more obvious.
Yeah, because the verses are very short.
They're short, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But in the longer verses, it's not as obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in terms of tajweed, a lot could be said.
Yes.
In verse 104, we have يَوْمَ نَطَوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. The ta has sukoon. And ta is a letter of غَلْقَلَة.
Yes.
And we have to apply غَلْقَلَة. نَطَوِي السَّمَاءَ. We have to make sure that the ta, the sound of it is heard. Even though it's sakin, there should be a kind of movement, a vowel-like movement when pronouncing the ta. Because if we don't do this movement, if we don't apply the qalqala,
the movement of articulator, you mean?
Yeah, in the mouth. Yeah. If you don't apply the qalqala, the sound of ta won't be heard
completely.
Clearly. يَوْمَ نَطْوِ السَّمَاءِ نَطْوِ السَّمَاءِ. We didn't hear the ta clearly with all of its characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why we have to apply qalqala. Just like in the word kutub. كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ.
Bi. The ba.
The ba has qalqala. It's not a vowel, haraka.
Yes.
It's neither fatha, kasra, nor dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a neutral vowel. Okay? لِلْكُتُبِ. كُتُبِ. You don't say kutuba.
Mm-hmm.
كُتُبِ. كُتُبُ. كُتُبِ. Okay.
And what are the rest of letters of qalqala?
They are in order qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal, which comprise the sentence qutubi jadr.
It's a sentence, interesting.
Yeah. It really doesn't make that much sense, but it's a sentence which is used to, we use this sentence to memorize the five letters of qalqala. Kama bada'na. We have hamzatul qatar and the word bada'na. We have to make sure that the hamza is pronounced like a glottal stop.
Mm-hmm.
There is no qalqala. We don't say bada'na. We say bada'na. And at the end, we do ikhtilas. We quickly pronounce the next letter. We don't make a pause in between the hamzatul qatar and the noon. So we shouldn't say bada'na. بَدَأْنَا بَدَأْنَا. It happens quickly. This
yes.
is called اختلاس. We have it for all, in all places. For example, أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ خَلْقٍ. You have to quickly pronounce the قَاف. If you say خَلْقٍ with a pause, that's incorrect.
Okay.
وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا. The عَيْن has a سُكُون. We have to make sure that it's not pronounced with قَلْقَلَة. In fact, the most difficult rule of qalqala is not applying qalqala.
Yes.
Applying qalqala is easier than not applying it for certain letters. For example, ayn. Applying qalqala to ayn is very easy. Wa'adan. Wa'adan alayna. Yeah,
this way we should pronounce it like a shadda or plosive if we are to apply qalqala.
Wa'adan.
Wa'adan.
We don't say wa'adan. We say yeah. wa'adan. That's different. If we pronounce it like a letter of shadda, it would be wa'adan. Or if it's a letter of rakha, it would be wa'adan. But we say, if you say wa'adan, you're just giving qalqala to the ayn. You're not pronouncing it with shadda.
While being fricative,
yeah.
we still can apply qalqala?
Yeah, it's possible, yes.
Can we apply, you mean we can apply qalqala to fricatives?
Yeah, we could, but we shouldn't. This is
can
the point.
We?
Yes, we could. For example, Islam. Islam. See, you're giving a movement to the scene. Whenever any letter that is sakin can get qalqala, but most letters should not get qalqala. Only the letters of qalqala. So if you say wa'adan alayna, that's incorrect. If you say arusala, arusala, that's incorrect. Arusala.
Yes, that's right.
And in verse 105, walaqad, again, we have the dal with qalqala. كَتَبْنَا. We have a ba with qalqala. كَتَبْنَا. And فِي الزَّبُورِ. We have a ra with tarqiq. And the word zaburi. And also الذِّكْرِ. الذِّكْرِ. Again, we have ikhtilas of ra, where we have to quickly pronounce the ra. We shouldn't say min ba'di dhikri, 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 dhikri.
Would you let us know the meaning of ikhtilas?
Ikhtilas means stealing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It means part of the previous letter, sound of the previous letter, goes into the next letter.
Uh-huh.
Okay? This is meaning of ikhtilas. Of course, sometimes too much ikhtilas is incorrect. For example, if you say ta'malun, ta'malun, there's too much ikhtilas. The ayn goes too much into the meem.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't say ta'malun or ta'lamun. Ta'malun. Ta'lamun. You first pronounce the ayn with tawassut and with all of its characteristics, and then at the end, you do the ikhtilas.
You pronounce lam.
Yeah.
To actually...
Or the meme.
To avoid that pause, which might occur.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق